Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Marcell Ozuna! Kiss that one goodbye! It leaves a building!
Yeah, I had a feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one on this at-bat.
Whew, that is a big fly for the Big Bear to get Atlanta to double digits, 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
Double digits, that is music to my ears. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, and myself, Allie Mack, at 7:43. We do have a mic'd up coming up in a minute. Apparently, there's a teensy bit of an argument happening
with the Johnsons.
Okay, a little dust up. We're going to get to the bottom of that in a minute, but Braves won the series against the Red Sox over the weekend. Took 2 of 3. You just heard one of them. Marcell Ozuna homered in back-to-back games yesterday. He drove in 3 runs in the 8th. Matt Olson's bat came alive as well. Every starter except Verdugo had 1 RBI yesterday. So everybody was hitting. Who's your standout player, Bo?
Well, first off, give Verdugo his credit, Allie. He was 3 for 5 yesterday.
Yeah, he still did really, really well.
He was putting himself on base so they could drive him in.
Yes.
Honestly, former Red Sox Alex Verdugo.
I thought for the weekend as a whole, I had it as Matt Olson.
Okay.
Matt Olson
pretty good
for the weekend. And just now remind you guys that Matt Olson kind of struggled in that 4-game stretch against the Nationals. Wasn't very good.
He's in a little bit of a funk.
He went 6 for 12 on the weekend with 4 RBIs, a home run. He did strike. He only struck out 3 times, too, in those at-bats. And he did, I think he had a couple walks in there, too. So I thought for me, yesterday, he was 2 for 3 with an RBI and he didn't have productive outs yesterday.
Yeah,
like that's
which
the
is huge.
Me.
Which is huge.
He just looked like he was seeing the ball well. So I thought for the weekend it was Matt Olson.
Yeah, I mean I think there's a couple different directions to go here, and it's not just the weekend. I think when you look at let's just call it last I don't know week, Drake Baldwin obviously is just tearing the absolute cover off the ball right now.
Yeah, Drake is playing well.
Like seeing him knock a couple runners in over the weekend, I'm like, I tweeted yesterday, like, he's that dude. Like,
see,
he is unbelievable.
Yeah, Sean Murphy even stole his home run Friday night. It should have been Drake's home run because he should have been in the lineup. But somehow Snitker, you know, being, you know, goofy Snitker, put Sean Murphy in there so he could hit a home run.
Yeah.
Also, it's not a big deal, but it kind of is.
You know, that real quick, though, that's one that I didn't agree with Saturday night. Is that they were late in that game?
Yeah,
Snitker pinch hit for Drake with Sean.
Tough.
I didn't agree with it there.
It was tough.
And see, that's the thing that kills me is you got to give due. Snitker made the good move Friday. Starts Murphy. I think Murphy had 2 hits, including the home run. Good outing.
Yeah.
But then Drake's in Saturday. I do not agree with pinch hitting for Drake with Sean. I did not agree with that there. I think he's been a hot bat. I don't care about the matchup, who's on the mound.
I talked about a little bit, Ali, on Friday about how Matt Olson, over the course of his career, and definitely since he's been in Atlanta, like May is his worst month. Like,
right.
You know, I feel like every year that we've been on the show in May, I'm like, all right, what's going on with Matt Olson? And then he turns to June, and it's like his average for the month of June throughout his career jumps like 30 or 40 points. So I thought it was awesome. Anybody that listened to Grant last night on From the Diamond, Grant's like, hey, Matt Olson, since Friday, his average has gone up 26 points. I'm like, yes. And you know what? It's not even June yet. It's still May 19th. We're on the way. We're on the track. He goes 7-12 in the weekend, to Bo's point. I don't think a lot of people just, when you go 7-12, obviously it's noticeable. But when you see Marcelo Zuna with a couple of taters, big ones, obviously Saturday and Sunday, a lot of people highlighting the fact that Marcelo Zuna is just doing Marcelo Zuna things. It's become almost funny to me because last week or maybe the week before, I was like, guy hit a home run in 3 weeks. And all of a sudden he hits a home run like that day. And I was like, all right, well, he listens to the show.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's feeling the vibe. Of course he does.
Listens to the show.
Of course he does. The other thing I thought was interesting about Marcel was he hit his 40th walk yesterday. He's been walking quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's and honestly, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, Tim Hyer is the new hitting coach. And we kind of highlighted this about, what, 2 or 3 weeks in the season, mid-April, Bo, where it's like Tim Hyer's, like, his new direction as a hitting coach, it's going to take a while to take hold. It didn't seem like they were being patient enough at the plate.
Some of them still aren't, Ozzie. But I'll say this. Like, for me, I don't care about Matt Olson's batting average. I care about his own base percentage because there are going to be times where he doesn't get pitches to hit, and I need him not to chase them, or he chases bad pitches. I love the fact that Marcelo, the problem is not Marcelo Zuna walking. The problem is behind him and what production we've gotten from there and finding a way to get consistent production so those walks turn into something. What I don't want, what I love is hearing is when I hear that at one point, I don't know where the stat is now, but at one point in the middle of last week, Marcelo Zuna had 54% of the pitches he had seen were balls.
Yeah.
And his chase rate at that percentage was 21%, which is phenomenal. The fact that he's not chasing the ball to the zone is phenomenal. In fact, yesterday, this is what drives me bonkers. Because if Marcelo Zuna was chasing every pitch, it would be, why is he chasing bad pitches? Have some discipline. But then when he's not chasing them and the ball gets called a strike, and it's strike three when it probably was a borderline pitch and could have went either way, and he probably should have got the call as a ball. Guys go, yeah, man, I don't know why. He's just not aggressive. I need him to be more aggressive. And it's such a ridiculous fan-take fine line, and it's not just fans. There's media members that do it too.
Yeah.
But it drives me nuts because it's like, okay, you can't celebrate him for being patient and not chasing bad pitches. And then when a pitch is borderline, just jump all over the guy for not being aggressive enough. And that ball he hit yesterday, Allie, that you mentioned earlier, that wasn't a home run. That was out of the park. I mean,
that
literally.
That was a tater.
Yeah.
That was a tater.
That probably hit some schmuck that just got his Starbucks. Or oh, I'm sorry. No. They're a Dunkin' Donuts.
I was going to say, dude. They're a
Dunkin' Donuts town. I apologize. Wrong city. But some guy probably just walked out of Dunkin' Donuts with his iced latte, two squats, and walking down the street.
I do want to point out, too, we talked about taking walks. The first time all season, I believe, Michael Harris takes two walks yesterday. He obviously struggled at times on Saturday and yesterday as well, but he's a guy I need to get going.
His approach has been better lately.
Grant pointed this out last night, too, and this doesn't fit with him, but Braves leadoff hitter is hitting .232 coming into the weekend. So got to get better production out of that spot. But again, got a couple days in a row where you got over five runs for the first time in a few weeks, and hopefully they can build off that moving into this series with the Nationals tomorrow night. All right, let's hit this Mic'd Up. And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Fun weekend this weekend, man. Got to hang out really at the house for all weekend. Got out a water slide in the driveway. Had some neighbors over, some neighbors' kids. Had a few cold snacks here and there. Just an overall good weekend after the morning storms passed on both days. It was like crazy. It was like, man, it's storming. Wake up. And then all of a sudden, middle afternoon, is like, oh, it's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, it's almost like a golf course kind of day. Anyway, so wife had some stuff to do for work middle of the day yesterday. Let's just call it, I don't know, 3 to 5 p.m. So doing what some dads do. I'm like, hey, what do you kids want to eat? like, hey, we want to go to the Waffle Store, which is Waffle House in our house. And so I was like, well, look, I'm not taking y'all by myself to Waffle House. Y'all are crazy. One's four, one's three. I'm like, hey, we're gonna sit inside for a little bit. So ordered them DoorDash Waffle House. I'm like, hey, I get a couple waffles sent over this way. And they're like, hey, let's go to the Waffle House. I'm like, hey, just be a minute. Hey, somebody's going to bring it to the door. We'll be all good. Kids eat Waffle House. They always like chocolate chip waffles. Got their own plates and everything. So anyways, so I'm doing dishes afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to just clean up the kitchen, you know? Okay. Hey, doing my part. Well, a wise man once told me, don't ever help in the kitchen. You don't help when it's also your responsibility. You're not helping. It's just part of your everyday activity.
Yes.
So don't ever call it helping. So I was not helping. I was just doing the dishes yesterday. Scrubbing them. So I scrubbed syrup, chocolate chips, a couple other things. And what I do, put the brush back on the top of the counter. Wife comes home. She's like, what'd they eat? I'm like, waffles. She's like, oh, okay, cool. What the heck is all over the scrub brush? I'm like, well, dude, I did the dishes. It's just chocolate chips. And there's just like a couple chocolate chips in there. She's like, you really left chocolate chips in the scrub brush. I go back in there 5 minutes later. She is soaking our dishwashing scrub brush in a bowl. Because the dishwashing scrub brush that we use in our sink was too dirty. I'm like, dude, what did you want it to look like? I don't know where, like, it's a freaking dishwashing scrubber. It's going to be dirty. It's not like something you sanitize.
Well,
hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know I do disagree because So what are you going to do when you clean dishes now? The next time you clean a dish, it's going to get chocolate chip all over it?
Oh, you just get it soapy back all over again?
Didn't it at least just trigger a little bit? Maybe just, don't you have one of those sinks where the little spray, the little nozzle that sprays?
Yeah, right? We got a spray nozzle, yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't maybe a little bit of common sense ring in there that might just spray this
off?
You
think a spray nozzle is going to take chocolate out of a brush?
No. If your water's hot enough, yeah.
Yeah, you got to melt the chocolate. And plus, we have ants that could come in this time of
That's
year.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're cooked on this one, Mike. It's Team Lindsay really? All the way, bro. Yeah, bro.
So, like, dude, y'all clean your dishwashing utensils separate from the dishes.
Well, how do they get the dishes clean if they're dirty?
Exactly. And then if there are big enough chocolate chip chunks in there, yes, one, there are ants. And two, you need to clean it. I mean, I don't understand why this isn't connecting for you. You're going to have big chocolate chip chunks when you're trying to wash the dishes next.
No, yeah. I'm saying,
get the water hot, soap it up, go ahead and soap it up, then clean out the brush.
Like, okay, is it because it's a brush? Would it be the same with a sponge? You know what I mean?
It'll be the exact same.
Okay, what if it's just eggs? What if it's not chocolate? What if it's just eggs?
It does. You don't know. If the food chunks are big enough to where it'll impact your next wash, you need to clean it out.
I've never cleaned something I used to clean. Well, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't.
But
seem,
how are you going to clean with something you need to clean if that thing you are using to clean is not clean?
And those sponges hold so much
sponges
more bacteria.
Sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross.
Aren't they still alive when you use them or something? I don't know. But you gotta use really what? I thought that they're always growing or something.
I don't think it's a thing. I think most of those are manufactured these days. I don't think you're actually plucking them out of the seabed.
Oh, my bad. A science class took over. Eighth grade squid.
Golly.
SpongeBob still lives. It was a long weekend, right?
It's like getting one of those loofahs from TJ Maxx. You're like, oh, that loofah, didn't you grow that out in the garden? No.
But you would actually leave, like, eggs in the brush?
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, at what point, if you can see it, you have to clean it, but if you don't see it, like, you're okay? Like, how often are y'all soaking your balls? How often are y'all soaking your
scrub brushes? Did you just ask me if I soak brushes? My balls? What does that mean?
The balls. Anyways.
Oh, you said Paul.
Allie actually, to get the target off my back, Allie actually said her and Grant were having a back and forth about what kind of toilet paper holder they're going to have in their bathroom.
Yeah, so in our new house, no toilet paper holders were installed. So he wants to buy these toilet paper holders that that hold three rolls.
Yeah, they
sit on
the ground.
All on display.
It's like a tower. It's like a toilet paper tower.
Right. To me, that says, like, when someone comes over, like, look at our toilet paper.
Yeah, check this out.
Look how much we have.
No matter how much you have to go. I have enough.
Right. Well, I'm going to hide the toilet paper.
Also, you always have to keep that thing full, like, or else you'll be like, oh, these guys don't replenish quick enough. Yeah.
Or it falls over.
It's just one at the bottom, one at the top.
Somebody's like, somebody's slacking on their toilet paper refilling here. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
It's a great toilet paper debate.
Hold on.
I'll be out in a minute, but you guys need to go to Costco.
Real quick. When the cleaners come and they always, like, they do a little press on the toilet paper roll. They kind of fold it and press it. And in my toilet downstairs, my bathroom downstairs is the only one that uses it. When they do that, I kind of refuse to use that toilet paper roll, so I'll grab an extra roll out of the thing just because I like the way it looks. You know, it's got the little design. I'm like, man, it looks fancy.
Wow, man.
Looks like I designed it every time I get done in here.
Do you get done and fold the tip of the toilet paper into a point just so it, you know?
No, I just leave that one and use the other one. I just pull the drawer open and use it and put it back.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to do the wake-up call on the other side, 404-726-0929. At 929 Morning Shift, Allie's working the socials over there. You guys have a disagreement with your wife that you cannot seem to come up with a reasonable solution for. Let us know. Also, talking Michael Penix in his sophomore season. Does Bijan Robinson have to be the superstar here, or can Michael Penix do it? Or maybe it's somebody else. Give us a call on the other side. It's wake up call 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus, those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.